Today I'd like to give a teaching on eternal sin, blasphemy of the Holy Spirit, and the backslider. To do that, four questions need to be dealt with. Those four questions are, one, what exactly is eternal sin? Two, what is the blasphemy of the Holy Spirit? Three, is there hope for a backslider? And four, can a person who loses his salvation ever get saved again? These are some of the most feared things one can ponder. Many have been misled about these to the point that they have, in terror, contacted our ministry to learn if they could ever be forgiven for their many sins, or are they hopelessly doomed to go to hell. Folks, please lay aside all preconceived ideas and verify the scriptures about to be cited for yourself. So to answer these questions, the best place to begin is Mark chapter 3, 22 through 30. In those verses, you will learn that Jesus' enemies committed eternal sin when they believed and said Jesus had a demon, and by the power of the devil, he drove out demons. That is exactly what eternal sin, or blasphemy of the Holy Spirit, is, according to the Lord Jesus, the only one who ever mentioned it. Note, in spite of all the sinful people Jesus came into contact with, the only ones Jesus said ever committed that sin were the ones that said Jesus had an evil spirit, and by the power of the prince of demons, he was driving out demons. Remember that. That is what you need to know about eternal sin. It has nothing to do with sexual immorality, murder, drunkenness, theft, swindling, greed, lying, witchcraft, etc. Eternal sin deals only with the sin and blasphemy of saying that Jesus had an evil spirit, and by the power of the devil, he was driving out demons. Hence, unless you have believed and said such, you have not and cannot commit eternal sin. It is impossible. So there is hope for the backslider. The backslider can return in repentance to God and get saved again. The ultimate proof of this is also from the Lord Jesus when he taught about the prodigal. That younger son departed into wild living with the prostitutes. After an undesignated time period, he realized his ungodliness and turned from all of that to return to the father to serve him. The father ran to meet him and kissed him. Then we are given Luke 15:24, which says, "This son of mine was dead, he is alive again. He was lost and is found," so they began to celebrate. In other words, the prodigal did not commit eternal sin. He was able to get saved again, even after deliberate, wicked living, which brought about his spiritually dead and lost condition. God had mercy on him because he sincerely repented and desired to serve God. He is a prime example of a backslider who God was happy to forgive and have back in his presence again. Repentant backslider, ponder those truths and stop allowing the devil to fill your mind with his torturous lies designed to hurt you. Besides that clear prodigal teaching, we have Peter, who lost his salvation by disowning Jesus. Now, he also fell away at that point, according to Matthew 26:31. But afterwards, Peter repented and got saved again. He turned back to the Lord, or got converted when he repented, Luke chapter 22, verse 32. Hence, neither sexual immorality or disowning Jesus is beyond forgiveness with these examples. Other scriptures show King David got forgiven of adultery and murder and saved again. And Manasseh came the first time salvation after a whole host of some of the vilest acts, according to 2 Chronicles 33. Certainly, some are wondering about Hebrews 6:4 through 6 and Hebrews 10:26 through 29. In both passages, we read of those who deliberately committed eternal sin so they could return to the synagogues according to the history of that time period. They could not come to repentance again, unlike the prodigal, Peter, David, the unnamed in James chapter 5, 19 to 20, and many others. In summary, the blasphemy against the Holy Spirit or eternal sin is only committed when a person believes Jesus had a demon and by the power of the devil he performed his miracles. Also remember, eternal sin, though unforgivable, is not the only sin that will drag one to hell. Folks, remember that forgiveness and freedom from sins is only found in the Lord Jesus. If your sins are dragging you to hell, turn from them and place a submissive faith in the Lord Jesus. No person or sin is worth going to hell over. The real salvation issue is this. Are you following Jesus now? Not if you have ever been born again, but where are you at this present time? God bless you.